Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Annie Fry here for the Main Street Cred episode 2 with my co-host Tony Colombo. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Annie.
How are you?
I am well. I am happy to be talking about Disney.
Sometimes it's a crazy, crappy world. What can you do? You can talk about Disney.
I know it.
So this series on the Pixie Dust Podcast is just to give you a little extra Main Street cred, as we like to say, and Tony is going to tell us about some of those extra details that Walt Disney has inspired so many Imagineers at Disney World to put into every single nook and cranny and even further at Disney World. And then I'm going to close this up with giving you the latest this week in news when it comes to Disney World. And I have quite a stack here, so I'm excited to get to all of it. So what are we talking about this week, Tony?
So as I mentioned last week, if you didn't hear me kind of introduce the way that I like to, or talk about the way that I like to do our vacations, the Cliff Notes version of that is there's plenty of expense and waiting in line at Disney,
that there is,
at Disney World, to go around for everybody. But there is also a lot of really cool, like, and really detailed,
purposeful,
that have, like, there's things hidden basically around all the parks, that and little things that you can go explore or learn about or go on a little scavenger hunt for, that not very many people know about, that it's free, it doesn't require standing in any kind of lines, and it's just kind of fun extra little bonus stuff that you can do with your vacation if you want to, or if you just happen to listen to this podcast and learn about something, then all of a sudden you're walking, you know, down Main Street, or you're walking, you know, somewhere in Epcot Center and you remember me telling you about something and you can point it out to your family and you can say, "Oh, hey, there's that thing, and look, and here's the story behind it." And there's just so much of that around Disney World that we're going to tell you about that. Some of those, give away some of those secrets every week so you can, you know, incorporate that stuff into your vacation. And again, for me, it's just a fun, free, fast, cool thing that you can do. And it's just amazing. It's not like you're walking past something and there's like a picture on the wall and you're like, "Oh, hey, did you know that Walt Disney took that picture? Oh, cool." And that's it. No, these are like detailed stories and history built in behind a lot of these little things. So
I think the interesting thing, too, about if you're listening to this podcast, because maybe you started listening when Erica and I are doing kind of our Disney World Planning 101, which we have uploaded weekly here as well. Erica is my co-host for the other one, and you can reach out to her at erica@magicexpeditions.com with any of your planning. And also, please, she's got a brand new Facebook page that you can go follow there. It's Erica Murphy, Magic Expeditions. Where Tony and I are coming from this, we are pretty new to the Disney World obsession within the last few years. Erica's been going forever. She's got a lot of the answers to a lot of the questions that you're going to have. But we've studied this stuff and we've gotten sucked into this because of other people who did podcasts just like this or YouTube videos. And the, like when you go and you're exposed to all of the extra that is involved at Disney World, all these things just they make it even more enjoyable. So Main Street is where
there's
you...
every detail, like everything. There's no accidents.
There's nothing is an accident.
There's nothing that like, oh, that's... that happens to be something neat. No, that doesn't happen to be something
to
neat. That was extremely
of the
purposeful.
The streets that you're walking
yes,
on.
Everything.
It is all extremely
in fact,
purposeful.
It's not one of them that I'm going to do this week, but there are even the streets.
Yep.
Like you just mentioned, even the streets have details and stories behind them that you may or may not know that we will talk about.
So Main Street is where you walk into Magic Kingdom.
That is
if you
correct.
Are new to the concept of Disney World, but you are like us and we spend a lot of our professional time in the news and the world just makes you want to look a little more at Disney World to lighten the mood. Magic Kingdom is not Disney World in and of itself. It's one of the four parks that makes up Disney World, but it's often the one that has the most heritage and the longevity of what you expect out of a Florida Disney park. It's Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And Main Street is basically the first encounter you have when you walk into the park.
That's right. And that's why I figured for the first time of me talking about these things, it'd be a perfect place to start. Because for many people, Main Street is the place that you start your first or maybe every single
you
Disney vacation.
You turn the corner, you see the castle.
Yeah,
you could stare at the castle the entire way you walk down, but you'd be missing quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, yes, exactly. So I figured we'd start on Main Street with a lot of these. So this is just one strip of all of Disney World, and I've got five things written down here that I want to talk about today. And this is just five things on Main Street, and there's even more.
Oh, yeah.
And Main Street is just one little tiny strip of Disney World. To give you an idea of the vastness of how many different little secrets and nooks and crannies and hidden things there are all throughout the park. So if you're thinking, like, there can't be that many, well, there are that many.
Yeah.
And not even just in the parks, in the resorts. The resorts have them, too. So we will have fun with all that stuff as this podcast continues. But wanted to start on Main Street with this first one. So as you're first walking in and you're walking down Main Street, and I figured I would start with the phone because that's what I talked about last week. And I could just tell you exactly where the phone is so you could go and see it. But I don't want to do that because I want you to do the same thing that we did. My daughter and I went on basically a scavenger hunt through all the stores on Main Street trying to find the phone because we knew that if we found it, you can pick it up and you can hear a conversation. So the story, the canon behind Main Street USA is that it is an actual, you know, place that has a mayor and a fire chief and residents of Main Street. There's a music teacher that teaches music and also teaches singing. And so, you know, there's these different characters that walk around Main Street USA, not Disney characters, like actual people.
Like town characters.
Yeah, like town. Yes. Yes. Like town characters. So in one of the stores on Main Street inside, there is just a phone hanging on the wall, an old timey phone that you pick up the earpiece and put it to your ear.
Kids wouldn't even know what to do with that.
Yeah.
You'd have to be like, you hold this to your head.
Exactly.
You speak into here.
Yeah. And if you could find that phone and you pick it up and you put it to your ear, you can listen to a conversation being held by the citizens of Main Street. There's just a conversation being had by the people that live there, you know, quote unquote, live there on Main Street. And you could pick it up and listen to them talk. It's kind of old timey. That's because that's how it was back in the day. You could pick it up and hear other people in your neighborhood talking on the phone because there weren't phone numbers and things like that. It was just kind of a party line discussion almost.
One of the things I really love about Main Street specifically being Midwestern is that Walt Disney was from Missouri and the town I'm reading here is Marceline, Missouri.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
Yep.
Marceline?
That's right.
And so the Main Street vibe is supposed to be hyper relatable, which is what most people, you know, just because you're listening to this doesn't mean you're Midwestern.
Right. A lot of the influence on Main Street was taken from Marceline, Missouri.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me to think about like those types of conversations that you'd overhear in a phone would just be very relatable to a lot of people from, you know, it's old timey, as you said, but
the one we heard,
it's Midwestern.
The conversation that I heard was also a little bit like, I don't want to say dicey because, but
saucy,
but yeah, for Main Street, for Main Street USA and Disney World, it was like a lady talking about how her neighbor got into an argument with her husband yesterday.
Oh, I got to listen. That's why people were listening in.
Seriously, it was really funny. Like, I can't believe that's the conversation that I'm hearing. So you wouldn't know to pick up the phone if I didn't tell you, because it just fits the decorations in this building. It just looks like it's part of the motif. And you know, it's just, oh, look at there. They have an old phone hanging on the wall. You would never know that it's working, that you can actually do something. They don't advertise it. There's nothing there that tells you to pick up the phone. I don't even think the girl working
there
behind the counter, like, I don't even think she knew that the phone worked like that.
I
said something to her, and she just seemed... She kind of gave me just a blank
expression. Maybe she's supposed to be aloof about it.
Maybe.
I think it's interesting that all these details, too, are meant to be played with, meant to be experienced.
Exactly.
They're put there. If it's an old-timey phone, that's something that I think initially, I've got three kids, they're 10 and under, I'd be like, no, don't touch that. You're supposed to touch it.
Right. You're supposed to
experience it. You're supposed to listen in.
Yes.
And, ooh, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
But that's the reason they plus up all of these different experiences, is so that you can touch it and feel it and sense it. It's pretty cool.
So, like I said, I could tell you exactly where it's at, but I'm not going to.
You said it's on Main Street in a store.
Yeah, on a store in Main Street. And most of those stores are all connected on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get off of Main Street. You don't have to keep going in and out of stores. Just get in one of the stores and start walking up and down. Stay in the stores, look on the walls, and you'll find it. And it's just a fun little scavenger hunt. And pick it up and listen. And let me know what conversation you hear. Let me know if the lady and her husband ever
I've never
resolved
it.
Things.
So I'm gonna how'd that go? Are they still together?
So super fun thing to do while you're on Main Street. Another thing is the barbershop, and I don't know if Erica's talked about this on the podcast.
The barbershop
already.
She's got a little boy.
Harmony Barbershop
is
on Main Street, and again, Main Street is set up to look like an old school downtown area, of some Midwestern town in the 1950s. So again, it's kind of hard to know what's real and what's just supposed to be setting the mood. And so there's a barbershop there, but it's a real barbershop that you can actually get your hair cut in. And you can make reservations, or you can just hope that there's not that many people that realize it's a real barbershop. And
good luck.
Maybe,
make a reservation if you really want to experience
it. Yeah, I've never tried to do it, but you know, I'm sure that the cat's out of the bag on that one enough that it's probably impossible to walk in and just get your hair cut in any kind of time.
But you
fashion.
might be able to go in and be able to make an appointment for later in the day.
Yeah.
If you're going to be there all day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's a big thing for first haircuts.
That's what I was going to say. That's the big thing that they offer there is if you know, and I think that's Erica's doing that, right?
Yes.
With her son.
Yes.
And so
they're going in the summer and it's...
Yeah,
probably specifically to get the haircut.
To get
first haircut,
which I think is so cool
in Disney. Yeah,
which
absolutely.
I think is so cool. So they offer like a package. It's called Harmony Barbershop on Main Street, and they offer a package if you get your kid's first ever haircut there in the barbershop. You leave with like a whole. You leave with like a certificate that with the date and time and you know everything about your kid's first haircut, and they make a big deal about
it's a souvenir,
it
souvenir folks home with a haircut included.
Yeah, send you home with a souvenir and a little memory about your kid's first haircut. So you can get your haircuts there, your kids can get your haircuts there if you just want to do that, just to say you got your haircut in Disney World on Main Street. But if you happen to have a baby, a young one, or maybe one on the way, and you want to kind of do what Erica did and time your vacation so your kid can get their first haircut there, I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
I would have, If I would have known about that with our kids, we might have done it. We might have taken advantage of that, but we didn't. I didn't realize that was a thing until it was too late for me.
That's why you listen to podcasts like this.
Yeah. Harmony Barbershop there on Main Street. Here's another cool thing. So there's the streets are lined with flags. There's American flags everywhere. Up on top of the buildings as you walk down Main Street, USA. And then once you get to the end of Main Street and into like the main square there of Disney World in front of the castle, there's one big flag kind of in the middle of everything. And that big flag is the only real American flag.
I want to talk about this because I think this is...
In the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because if you guys know the rules that
the protocol,
the protocol for flags is if they don't have a light on them, if you don't light each one of them at night, you're supposed to take them down. So all of the flags as you walk down Main Street, I mean, there's tons of them, flags galore.
Yeah, on they top are, of all the buildings.
Yeah, they are all missing either a stripe or a star. So they're not official American flags, so they don't have to be. They don't have to go and take each one of them down every single night, which would be absolutely impossible to do because there's so many of them. So they're all, you know, 48 star flags, or
12
colonies. They're missing. Yeah, they only
12.
Have 12
cut one of those out of
stripes
there.
Or whatever.
Does that bother you at all? Because I think if you when you
doesn't bother me.
When you research Walt Disney, it is undeniable how patriotic he was. Like it was very important to him to
put that in the park too.
To show his patriotism. One of the lands in Magic Kingdom is Liberty Square, and it's completely dedicated to the founding of our country. The Hall of Presidents is there. He had a major affinity for Abraham Lincoln. And the main flag that they have in Main Street is very interesting, the way they raise it and lower it.
And that's what I'm gonna, that's my next
so
part.
I won't scoop you on that.
No, you're good.
But I have heard people suggest that it's not right to make fake flags. I'm glad that he did it to make sure that there was a constant presence of his patriotism. And where you are, it's Main Street, USA,
right,
is the name of the area there. So I don't have a problem with it. I think it was good that he included it. I like that it harnesses where you are and what you feel, and that time period would have been very patriotic as well.
Yeah.
So I've heard some people criticize that. I personally am very glad that he worked extra hard, or that the people who were carrying on Walt Disney's patriotism and love for his country made sure that that was included in a pretty extensive way throughout the park, but specifically on Main Street, USA.
Yeah. And to your point about his dedication to patriotism and respecting the flag and respecting the United States military, that one real flag at the in the big square there has a ceremony every day that they lower the flag at 5 o'clock. And they select randomly a veteran out of the crowd. So if a cast member sees somebody that, you know, has a military hat on, or, you know, has some indication that they are either active military or a veteran, they will just grab them and ask them if they want to participate in lowering of the flag, the flag retreat at 5 o'clock. And they do it every single day in the Magic Kingdom, and they put on, and it's a little ceremony that they do every single day. It's a little ceremony of taking the flag down, and they use either active military person or a veteran that is in the park at the time. If you're there with somebody, you know, if your spouse, or if you have family with you that is either a veteran or in the military, and it's getting around 5 o'clock and you're kind of in that area, go up, find a cast member, which is anybody that works at Disney World is a cast member. Go up to a cast member and tell them. And if they haven't already selected that, if they already haven't selected who's going to do that for the day, then maybe you're
really great surprise.
Yeah, a really cool thing to do. And people gather around and watch the flag come down, and they kind of make a big announcement about it and put on a little ceremony, and they do it every single day.
Yeah.
And to your point, that sort of that shows Walt Disney's dedication and how important it was to him to show deference to the flag and the United States military and, you know, do everything right. So, yeah, the whole thing about the anybody that's complaining about the flags lining the streets, give me a break. so, yeah, you don't get to participate in the flag retreat. One more thing, and this one isn't specific to Main Street for this last one isn't specific to Main Street. This is actually all over Disney World and all of the different parks. There's all kinds of water features. And there's all kinds of fountains and everything all over the place. And you can, you know, you will see it. What do you do if you have change in your pocket and you're walking by water, right? You throw your coin in the water and you make a wish.
Thinking of Small World is a big one.
Small World is crazy.
That's got to be a big one.
How much water they have in it.
Just like Tomorrowland, not Tomorrowland.
The lake,
Tomorrowland.
The water that goes around the castle. I mean, people throw, like, you know, when you go over the bridges on either side of the castle, there's water that people flick. And there's the little Cinderella fountain.
Yep. Where, depending on where you're standing,
that'll probably be one of these one day. Yes.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
That'll probably be one of these one day where, if you stand at the right angle, you can see Cinderella with her crown on. That'll probably be one of the things I talk about one day. But everywhere. There's water features, and I get it, because I'm one of those parents also that I don't want to be throwing money somewhere that they don't want there to be money thrown. You know, like, do they want the money? Does Disney want these coins? Do they want to be cleaning up these coins? Are you going to be creating some kind of problem with the filtration or the pipes that are running all this?
I have a feeling they want it, because if they didn't.
They do.
They would stop it. They would make a point to make it not happen.
No, they do want you to flick your penny or, you know, whatever coin into the water and make your wish. Just about anywhere that there's water, you can
make as many wishes as you like.
Make as many wishes as you like. And they regularly go through and they collect all of the money and they donate it to children's charities in Central Florida. That's what they do with all the money, all the change that is thrown into the...
That's something we should do one time, is talk about all the charity affiliations that Disney has, because it's significant. But yeah, money goes locally to help.
Yeah, exactly. They're in Central Florida to children's charities. So don't feel afraid. Don't feel bad about flicking a quarter into the water anywhere at Disney, because it will get collected and donated and will help some kids. So... You know, if you don't want to, that's fine too. But don't feel like you don't.
You might have felt like you've already thrown enough money at the mouse.
Don't feel like you're doing something wrong if you want to do that. And, you know, your kid wants to make a wish. So cool stuff there.
Yeah.
Tip of the iceberg.
Just barely even scratched the surface.
Oh yeah. So much more of those things that I'll be telling you about as time goes on. I don't know when you guys will hear these podcasts exactly, but. I would love to hear if you have any requests.
We're uploading them on Tuesdays, but if you're listening to this in 2023, thanks for sticking around with us.
Yeah, if there's anything you want me to talk about,
You can tweet at Tony Colombo.
At Tony Colombo 971.
Or you can email AnnieFryShow@gmail.com.
There you go.
Forward those along as well. You want to hear some news? Some
I
updates?
Do. Yes, please.
So the big news update last week was the painting of Cinderella Castle.
Summer.
Got a lot of people freaking out. Yeah,
I told that story, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yes. Your daughter and your wife, just having a little teenage daughter-wife dust up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people have mixed opinions on that. I think that the pictures that I've seen of the way it's going to look like is going to make it look better.
So the people that are not happy about it are saying that they
don't
like
still want it to be touched.
Yeah.
Just don't touch it. And I say, maybe touch it up.
Are they changing the color scheme on it?
Barely. So the blue spires, the tops of those are all going to be a little bluer.
Yeah.
And
okay
the trim
me.
That was goldish is going to be a little golder. And then there's going to be several parts of the castle itself that they are going to gradient a slight hue of pink on, which I've read is supposed to make the projections show up more. I'm all for that. Although it's not like I look at it like, wow, we've really got to. you see Happily Ever After at night, and you're just like, oh my gosh, I've never seen anything like this. How did they do this? So there's some function behind it, but they also want to spruce up the paint, the very surface of the castle, so that when they get to the 50th anniversary in 2021, that the base layer of the castle, if they add anything to it, is fresh. So a lot of people are like, okay, but does that mean that you're going to shroud the castle for 2020? I was going on a vacation now. What does this mean for my ability to see the castle as I expected to? And because so many people are asking questions, Vice President of the Magic Kingdom, Jason Kirk, actually went to the Disney Parks blog and personally started answering some of these questions people had. So, like Stephanie wrote, we have also made reservations.
Vice President of the Magic Kingdom.
There's a job.
What a gig.
What are we doing here?
No kidding. What a gig.
How do we work on that? So here are some of the questions and some of the answers. And I'm getting this from InsideTheMagic.net. Stephanie wrote, we have also made reservations for the Princess Breakfast in June. That's the Cinderella Royal Table, which is a hot ticket to... Two dining credits on the dining plan, also a character meet and greet. You get to see Cinderella and her friends. Will this still happen? This is our first time for anyone in our family, and planning has been overwhelming. It would be nice to know before the trip will happen. Any information is greatly appreciated. So she's concerned about her dinner reservation, which actually takes place in the palace, in the castle. Mr. Kirk responds, hi, Stephanie. Throughout the makeover, guests will still be able to enjoy favorites inside the castle, such as Cinderella's Royal Table and Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. Have a magical vacation. So nothing is going to, if you were planning on it, it's still going to be there.
Can I say this too? There's, every day, every year, Disney World is so massive and there's so many things that, there's so much going on mechanically and there's so much going on just with every building and having a theme and having to look perfect that it, they always are going to have to be working on something.
Yep. Otherwise,
you're never gonna
it's
walk,
not going to be pristine.
Yeah, you're never going to walk through Disney World and not see something getting worked on somewhere. It's just too much.
Yeah.
They just have to. And it stinks. We've had rides be closed when we're there that we wanted to go on, and because they're being fixed or whatever, but. At the same time, I don't want to go to Disney World and look at a castle that is all faded and dingy because they're afraid to take a few months to go and update it because they don't want to interrupt everybody's vacation. I would rather them just do it. And look, I get it. Maybe you wanted to ride a certain ride and bad timing and it's being
fixed. But there will be other things to do.
There's plenty of other things to do. And again, I would rather them be on top of it and keeping everything looking beautiful and new and perfect than, letting it all get run down.
Well, here's kind of to that point, another fan wrote, if there's one thing I've learned in my 67 years, it's never underestimate the Imagineers. And I do believe that they know and take into account the fact that Cinderella's castle is iconic. And there are many people who will be making that one and only dream trip to Walt Disney World to have their picture taken in front of Cinderella Castle. I'm looking forward to seeing the castle on my next trip. This is what Mr. Kirk, the VP of Disney of Magic Kingdom, responded. You're absolutely right. The Imagineers do a fantastic job. And while temporary construction equipment may be present while Cinderella Castle receives its royal makeover, it will remain uncovered. And we will do our best to ensure guests are still able to capture special photos and memories in this iconic spot. I think it's interesting, too, that you don't even realize when you're there unless you've done copious amounts of research, because you're nerds like us, that there is so much going on around you, and Disney works overtime to make it so that you can't even tell it's happening.
Yeah.
So you might see a scrim up or something like that, but I would very much so expect that a lot of this work is going to be taking place in the evening, in the nighttime, overnight potentially, and that while there might be some scaffolding or something in the way, they will do everything they possibly can to not try to to complicate things.
Yeah, they don't want to... Disney doesn't want to make you angry. It's not like they're doing this to spite people.
No. In fact, they're spending a lot of money to make you not angry.
Exactly.
Another guest asked, when is the anticipated completion date for the Royal Castle makeover? Because we already have a trip planned for this October 2020 with our 8-year-old grandson. So, as the Columbo House knows, it's summer. Mr. Kirk replies, "Our work is expected to begin in the coming weeks, which has already commenced. I've seen some photos, and be complete before the end of summer. I hope you have a magical trip." So, if you are going in October, I would assume that unless something crazy happens, you'll be absolutely okay. If you are going towards the end of summer, like my family going at the end of July, early August, I'm hoping that it is mostly complete and we get to be one of the first ones to see the new castle.
Yep.
So that's the castle update.
Pretty cool.
There is a big rumor, and I've seen it repeated a lot of different places, not confirmed yet, and I will check with Erica when we meet with her the next time to see if Disney has come out with anything official, but I really like this rumor. According to blogmickey.com, reporting that beginning February 27th, Disney will be introducing the Disney Dining Plan Plus, a brand new Disney dining plan offered only as a part of a Disney resort hotel package. Tony and I are both big fans of the Disney dining plan. Mm-hmm. This one will allow guests to redeem their two meals each day in any combination of either table service, quick service, or character dining. So we have talked about this in our own personal life. The deluxe dining is three table service meals. The Disney dining currently is one table service and one quick service. I want two meals a day, but I want to be able to use them however I want to use them.
That's what this is
saying. Cool. It's going to be
Because the deluxe is too much.
It's good for my family. Because
not too expensive. It's too much food. The three tables a day.
Well, what I was going to say is, for instance, we're going in the summer and we're staying nine full days exactly, and my parents are going and they're covering their room and tickets, but we cover their food because we get the deluxe dining plan for our room.
Mm-hmm.
So we feed two whole adult people in addition to the five in my family.
Oh,
because of that. So,
well, yeah.
So we do that. But I mean, you can literally feed
two additional adults
for five full days of meals.
If there's four of you, you don't need three table meals a day for four people.
It's exhausting.
We fed James. We fed our two-year-old on the regular dining plan. And still had food left over, we were sharing our stuff with it. It's a lot of food.
So the Disney Dining Plan Plus includes two snacks per night, a hotel refillable mug with unlimited refills on soda, single-serve teas and coffees, or one specialty non-alcoholic beverage. Guests 21 and older can get beer, wine, or cocktail with their meals. Meals are able to be redeemed in any order or combination, and unused meals roll over from day to day. So when you start your vacation, you get a bank of the amount of credits for the nights that you've stayed, and then you just use them. So if you want to spread them out, you can do that. If you want to eat heavy one day and eat light the next, you can do that however you want. So according to blogmickey.com, the Disney Dining Plus Plan Plus goes on sale February 27th and can be used beginning February 28th. We're waiting on official word from Disney, but that is one more reason why you should connect with Erica, because she will absolutely update you on that
when
it happens.
She'll take care of that stuff for you.
Erica at magicexpeditions.com. Go like her Facebook page, Erica Murphy, Magic Expeditions. Here's one I'm really excited about. Regal Eagle Smokehouse Epcot opened. Do you know about the Regal Eagle Smokehouse? It's in the American Pavilion. It's got a Muppets, a Regal Eagle, I don't know, affiliation. But
you know what? That's great. I don't think the Muppets get as much play as they should.
A lot of people are saying that. I was wondering if people would be like, more Muppets, give me more of the traditional Disney characters, but
there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
There's room for everybody.
And there's certainly room for the Muppets at Epcot.
Yeah.
Like,
and there's not,
predominant.
You're not going to lose Mickey Mouse. Mickey's not going to lose any FaceTime.
Mickey
just
got his first attraction in Hollywood Studios.
Oh, that's crazy.
It is insane.
Yeah.
Well,
the Muppet 3D show in Hollywood Studios is one we do almost every time we go.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm not like raised on Muppets. I've never had a problem with Muppets, just not something that we were exposed to a lot as kids. And
they're funny.
That makes me laugh so much. Those two old guys in the balcony, they make me laugh
so much.
The
Muppets are funny.
I want to hang out with those dudes.
Yeah.
The Regal Eagle Smokehouse is open, and the ratings and reviews are coming out with a lot of excitement. They have an outdoor smoker, which could be used. It wasn't used on the first day, but man, if you get that thing cranking, you're going to be pulling people out of all the other countries to come and eat there. Sam Eagle has his own logo prominently displayed on the right as you enter the establishment. the food. There's an American platter that has you choose three different meats along with a side and Texas toast. The cost is $18.99, which I don't really, that sounds like a lot of food for less than $20 at Disney. Seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
It's quick service. It's, according to this review, you could easily feed two people with a single dining plan credit or feed one person with a hearty appetite. Sliced Texas beef, Memphis dry rub pork ribs, Kansas City smoked half chicken, seasoned fries, North Carolina chopped smoked butt. That's smoked pork butt, which I've seen people raving about. Macaroni and cheese, onion rings, and other delicious items. So that is going to be a place that I always say I'm a steak and taters kind of girl.
Heck yeah.
And I will be heading to the back of the World Showcase to get me some American food.
That's fun.
And snack in all the other places. That's what I said to my husband. I go, this is where we need to go to eat our meal for the day. And then you just snack in all the other countries one at a time with all those dining snack credits if you have them. Two character meet and greets are soon going to become seasonal, which since this has been printed late last week, this already happened. Frozone and Bo Peep in Hollywood Studios are going to be considered seasonal meet and greets. And they are now off of the meet and greet, but they'll probably be back in summer. They bring out those characters anytime they have high crowds. You get a high crowd situation, and they bring out more characters to meet because then that gives people more things to do.
Yep.
Let's see. One more thing here. A new add-on ticket option is coming to Walt Disney World. This is from thekingdominsider.com. If you are interested in the parks that aren't the main four parks, they're introducing a new ticket add-on, which is the water park and sports option. Did you guys do any water parks? You didn't.
Mm-mm.
I would like to do it, but with, like, you and I have, is your littlest three yet?
As we
just
record
this past
this,
weekend.
It's his third birthday as we record this.
Yay! Yeah, I was going to say,
his party
it's close.
Was over the
he's
weekend.
He's a grown yes. child now. He yes. counts in Disney
Today
World.
Today is the day that he turns three.
He just costs you more money at Disney.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's true. So, with a three-year-old for me, because now we both have three-year-olds for a little bit, water parks seem daunting.
Yeah, and I mean, every minute counts at Disney World.
If you're at a water park, what are you not doing?
Exactly. I just want to be at Magic Kingdom or Hollywood or Epcot or Animal Kingdom. I want to be in one of the parks.
But if you're going for a long time or if maybe you're a local or if you frequent regularly.
Or if that's your jam, then do it.
The water park and sports option available for $70 plus tax allows guests to choose between enjoying the splashiest thrills at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon or Disney's Blizzard Beach, living their basketball dreams at the NBA experience, which looks pretty cool, the NBA experience that they've just opened last year, attending events at ESPN Wild World of Sports Complex, and testing their abilities at golf or foot golf at Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course or mini golf. The total number of admissions each guest receives is based on the length of their theme park ticket. For example, with a three-day ticket that includes the water park and sports options, guests will receive three visits to any of these locations, and it's flexible. Guests can use all their admissions on the same day or repeat the same experience across multiple days. So again, that's from thekingdominsider.com, a cool place to get info there, and a new way to enjoy the fun and the magic at Walt Disney World. I haven't done any of those things. I'm like you that I'm still so new to it that I want to do all the things that warm my heart and I think about when I'm not there.
Yeah.
But now I need to go frequently enough so that I can expand it and not feel like I'm missing
out.
There
you go.
It's the solution.
Yep. That
I'm
going
to need to get three more jobs.
That is the solution.
All right. Well, happy birthday to James.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome to being
a paid guest. Paid guest. There you go. Yep.
Of the Walt Disney World company. So thanks for listening to this edition of Main Street Cred on the Pixie Dust Podcast. We'll be uploading these every Tuesday on the Pixie Dust Podcast. And we appreciate you spending some time with us here. You can, if you have any questions about planning a Disney World vacation, our friend Erica Murphy. It's Erica, E-R-I-K-A at magicexpeditions.com. You can email her and ask her any questions, or if you're interested in planning a trip, she'd be happy to help you do that. You can also like her Facebook page, Erica Murphy Magic Expeditions. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, you can email Annie Fry Show, F-R-E-Y, Annie Fry Show at gmail.com. Until next week, see you real soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.